So when we talk about outsider art, we're not talking about people actively revolting against the idea of the history of Western art. It's a lot of the time people who just are not academically trained, right?
Exactly. We're talking about individuals who don't make their living as professional artists, aren't part of the art scene. They don't hang out in bars and discuss art theory over beers and more. They operate out of their own emotional or psychological or whatever situations and out of the culture from which they come and not out of any interaction with the mainstream art world.
You, as an art historian and a curator, how do you approach this? Because clearly the aesthetic of the collection that this show is based around is pretty phenomenal, even in the context of the history of Western art, right?
Well, this whole field is sort of one aspect of 20th and 21st century art, not so much 21st, because there hadn't been a chance for much of that. That is not the same as mainstream art, but it's a vital and, we feel in this museum, significant strain of it that we don't think has always been studied with the same critical rigor that mainstream contemporary, modern and contemporary art has been studied. And we are hoping to work on it with as much scholarly carefulness as we can muster.
What are the opportunities today for you, for us to discover new outsider artists? I mean, the proliferation of communication, radio, television, the internet, how possible is it for somebody to be relatively uninfluenced by the broader worldwide culture?
You put your finger right on the problem. I don't think I can even answer the question because I've never gone around and actually looked for new people. There are a lot of journal venues where unknown, not untrained artists can be published. I mean, they do reach the outside world through the media. And more than once, I've run into people who've given me cards that say so-and-so outsider artist. And you really sort of give up there. So there's a certain amount of worry of what is going to happen to this as a field in this next century because of the proliferation of global communication.
The homeless people and mental institutions are two places where it's still taking place, right?
But even that's a little unsure because before there were the medicinal treatments for pharmacological and medical treatments for mental illnesses tend to reduce the likelihood of somebody having the visions and the ideas to make this extraordinary art that has come out of mental institutions and during the last century.
And the fact that people are not confined in mental institutions. I mean, they're allowed to live in the community now if they are medicated, so that they are then participating in the wider community, and they're getting all of these other sensory impulses that we're all getting.
Yes, and outside artists have always gotten huge amounts of input from just everyday life in the places where they live and the cultures they come out of and popular press publications and all that. But people have gotten an idea that outsider art has to do with mentally troubled people. I think muchly because it began in Europe as a field of study, very much connected to art that was coming out of mental institutions in the first, say, decade or two of the 20th century, where a lot of psychologists and artists were actually going to sanitariums in Switzerland and Germany, I believe, and finding wonderful, amazing art. So the whole field has had this this concept applied to it that it has to do with mental difficulties, which is not particularly true of any group of outsider artists like are in the Bonovitz collection, where there are 27 artists from all over the country, and some of them were confined much of their lives in mental institutions, but not very many. Most of them lived in perfectly regular social situations, and many had messages to convey, usually religious messages, a lot of proselytizing preachers in this body of artists. And so they're not isolated. You can't generalize that people who do outsider art are isolated from society or in strange situations, because most of the time they're not. They're in regular social situations.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.